Hello and welcome to Citizen Canine Dog Training. So, I kind of wanted to take a spin off of, it's been a couple weeks and I apologize for that. Life gets busy. But I wanted to talk today about being a professional dog trainer and working in dog behavior. A lot of this is it's tough sometimes working with people. But I can usually look at a dog or listen to somebody explain what's going on. I can look at their dog and I can easily determine the best steps to take to get the desired behavior with a dog. I can visually see the best dog training program and the quickest route to establishing longevity in a behavior. I guess the nuts and bolts of it is I know how to utilize great management skills until the desired behavior is achieved and it has become a reliable new habit for a dog. I know that what dog behavior is risky, unsafe, what's detrimental to the well-being of a dog, and I will go above and beyond to ensure dog success to the best of my ability, and will likely see really good results quickly and continue the training and spot checking throughout a dog's life to keep that behavior strong and reliable. I do it with mine all the time. And the thing is, I think most people don't understand is I know how to train dogs. And when folks come into a training class, you run the spectrum of people of, people that come in and they go, I'm here and I want you to fix my dog and I don't have to do anything. And it's like, yeah, that's not quite how this works. Because I've got to teach you how to talk dog, and I have to teach you how a dog thinks and how they learn, and I've got to get the dog communicating with you. So there's a lot of things there. And, I know how to successfully train dogs. I know how to change behaviors and have a safe dog. Why then isn't it that all dogs who have come through classes or inboard training or any of these other programs is successful? I tell this to people all the time. The one reason, one of the reasons, is that I have a crap load of training and years under my belt training dogs and classes and degrees and different things. And so it's not just training the owners and their dogs, but actual hands-on experience working and training individual dogs. So, in a normal year, oh my gosh, I probably train anywhere from, a couple thousand dogs to about 3,000 dogs. It just depends. I know on a daily basis, I can go through training about 50 dogs a day is what I work on, which is a lot of dogs. But you think about it. I have, say 15 dogs in at the kennel that I'm working. I'm working those 15 dogs. And then I go do, two classes or three classes with eight people on it. Now there's, 32 dogs, 16 or 32 dogs that I'm dealing with. And so right there, you're now dealing with, over 50 dogs, and then you'd work on, day training dogs, and we might have anywhere from, 4 to 6 dogs in that. So again, there's another 6 dogs, and that's just in a typical day. It varies. Sometimes I'm doing evaluations, and so those numbers may be higher or lower, depending. But I have a lot of training experience, which means that I have good timing. I can see potential behavior problems before they occur. So I am proactive in my training to prevent these problems. I teach a dog behavior class, which That dog behavior class is going to be taught next month, at the end of the month. It's open to everybody because I want people to learn how to see their dog and how their dogs communicate. So I see these things. I can see when a dog is thinking about it. I can almost read their mind and put that thought bubble above them. And so I reinforce quickly and often, and I prevent these problems from happening. These are some of the skills that clients and dog people have to learn. It takes time, patience, and tons of consistency. Dogs, and humans for that matter, are learning all the time. There are not training times and non-training times. It's always training time. There's always learning. I repeat, repeat, repeat. They are always learning. So one of the biggest issues I see interfering with the likelihood of a dog's success isn't the timing of their human, but the owner compliance. I can train dogs, but the owner's in the driver's seat when it comes to their dog's behavior. And I tell people this all the time. You know, we come in, especially dogs that come in for our inboard, and that's why I add the classes. I want the people in the classes. I want them. It's that important. That's why I include it. But you'll see folks all the time that they'll come in, they'll do the inboard training, and then they don't utilize those classes that they've paid for, that are included in this package. And it's that important for them to learn. And so I can train dogs, but again, the owner's in the driver's seat. And there are many reasons, many, many, many reasons. And I can only imagine how many you can come up with as to why dog owners may not actively work with their dogs. I have 6 dogs in my house, and I, you know, constantly at the end of the day, after I've worked, you know, 50 some dogs everywhere else, I have 6 dogs at home. And sometimes, like the past 2 weeks, I've actually had 9 dogs because I've had 3 little dogs that I've had, you know, that had aggression issues and stuff that I've had at my house. So, you know, I've got these dogs that I have to work as soon as I get home, and my dogs are no different. You know, I have to work my dogs. And so the bottom line is that if a behavior is going to change, the work must get done. If an owner does not put forth the effort or time into training or a dog behavior modification program, there will not be a change for the better. In a lot of cases, the behavior will actually get worse. And I was having this conversation with somebody today, and, you know, she was upset because of somebody petting her dog. And she's like, I don't want anybody petting my dog because, you know, I'm trying to correct this. And I'm like, okay, well then, one, you shouldn't be taking your dog out in public, because guess what? I used to train service dogs, and, you know, it clearly states on the service dog's jacket, don't pet the dogs. And inevitably, I was always stepping in, stopping and preventing people from petting a dog. And so, you know, it's unrealistic to say, you know, nobody's ever going to pet my dog or touch my dog. Why are you not training for that dog to be able to work through that situation? Because what you're creating is a dog that is not going to be able to handle a situation. So, you know, I don't sometimes understand the way of thinking. And I really try to talk to people about that. But it can be very tough raising a puppy or an adolescent dog. It can even be tougher living with a dog that has anxiety or aggression issues. But there's hope. And when clients are actively working with their dogs on the sessions and lessons and things like that that I give them, they are tickled with the results. Positive dog training is effective with the right coach. But you have to do the work to get the results. Believe me, if I could wave a magic wand or show you a quicker route to long-term success, I would. And I would be a very rich woman if I had those tools. And if those tools existed, there would be no dogs in shelters because everybody would have these well-behaved dogs. But it all comes down to, you know, things that people do or things that people don't understand about dog training or dog behavior. Everything from, you know, how to use a leash correctly. Yes, leash can be used incorrectly. Every piece of equipment can be used incorrectly. You know, I disagree with, you know, all positive trainers. And the first thing that I will kind of get on an all positive trainers is, oh, you don't ever correct the dog for anything. And my first comment to them will be, put two dogs together and show me a dog that does not correct the other dog for something it doesn't like. And the day that you show me that is the day that I will go to all positive training. Until then, you know, I will correct a dog. And, you know, it's corrections are relevant to the dog. You know, some dogs are a little bit more ingrained in behaviors and you have to work through those. And when I say that, again, I am only doing leash corrections. I'm not doing, and a lot of that is verbal corrections. So it's not like, you know, I show people all the time, but it's not like I'm hurting the dog or I'm, you know, doing anything, you know, detrimental to the dog. But you have to have that learning with the dog. You have to have that communication tool, just like when they communicate with each other. So it's one thing, you know, working with dogs, and it's totally another working with people. And I see it all the time when folks come in and I, you know, I watch them let their dogs pull in and they come and they attend a class where I show them how to get their dog to leash walk properly and spend an hour with them. And then they turn around and I watch them let them pull the dog out the door. Again, there's not training times and non-training times. It's always training time. And you have to be consistent in the dog and learning. So that's, you know, it's one of those things I kind of wanted to talk about tonight because, you know, it all comes back to how people work with their dog. And that's the one thing I can't control is, you know, what people do. But the dogs are in my class, people are in my class, I can control so much. But outside of that class, again, the owner's in the driver's seat and they very much are, you know, driving this train. And so if the dog, they don't want the dog to, you know, pull, it's being consistent. Don't let the dog pull, you know, as they're going out class. Don't let the dog pull as they're coming into class. Don't, you know, I'm there for as long as time is going to take. And, you know, people have to understand that. So that's kind of all I really kind of wanted to talk about today was, you know, just some of those things. And, you know, a lot of it too is understanding the dog breed and what that dog needs and, you know, their mental, you know, capabilities. You know, you have a higher energy dog, then you need to do some mental stimulation with that dog and understanding, you know, how things go. And at the end of the day, you can pay out all the money in the world, but, you know, if you don't follow what's going on, the dog's never going to change. The people are never going to change. So anyway, that's my bit of advice for today. If you're going to go see a trainer and you're working with your dog, listen to your trainer. And if it's not working, find another trainer. You know, find a different methodology. Find a different, you know, set of standards. Go and watch. Like I've said in previous episodes, go watch that trainer's dogs. See what they use on their dogs. See what they do. I just had my 19-month-old puppy the other day out here, and I had a bunch of people picking up for their dogs and stuff. And I had dogs all over out here in the kennel. I had probably eight or 10 people standing around out here, and I had a kennel full of dogs. And my dog was in the back of my truck in the kennel, and I opened up the crate, got my dog out, all he's got on is his regular collar, and sent him out. And that dog never went up to one person, never acknowledged one person, never acknowledged one dog, never even paid any attention to any of it. And the whole purpose of that was not to show off, but to show people what you can do if you listen, you know, if you apply what I'm telling them to do, you know, it works. And it's something that I can't control. I can only control my dogs. I can only control what's happening in my, you know, my lane or while the dogs are in my care. But once it's outside of that, you know, and I always tell people, you know, I know it's not easy. I know it's hard. I know it's learning, but that's why we are here. You know, we have the Facebook page for our clients. We have, you know, the classes. We, you know, we really try hard to help everybody out. But at the end of the day, I want to see videos up on that Facebook page. I want to see, you know, what is that owner doing at home? Because if I see a video, that means they're working. They're trying, they're doing stuff. And I will go to the ends of earth helping somebody who's really trying to do things. But anyway, I hope everyone had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. And I look forward to talking with you all next week. And I'm going to come up with some really great stuff. I'm trying to work on a couple of things that make it a little bit different. But I look forward to visiting with you all. And please, by all means, if you have any questions, you'd like to hear a topic, shoot me an email, shoot me something and let me know. My email is citizenk9dogtraining@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear a topic that you'd like to discuss. And I will talk about it. And then I'm going to see about getting some special guests in every once in a while and kind of change it up. All right. Look forward to seeing y'all next week.